I honestly didn't know what text I would choose for this day. I had 100. And so we're going to preach all 100. Even up to last night, just praying and thinking I was going to do this or then I was going to do that. I woke up this morning and I knew the text. I had no reservation, no second thought. And this is the text. Let me read it to you. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26 and following. The apostle says, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen. God has chosen the things that are not so that he may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. But of his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, just as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord." Father, we pray that we would be able to boast in you now. Because of everything that Jesus has done for us. Amen. So by the world's standards, Ricardo was not wise. He was not mighty. And he was not noble. In fact, according to the world's standards, Ricardo was a thing that was not. In fact, if you want a good translation of the things that are not, you could translate it the nothings and the nobodies. By the world's standards, Ricardo was a nothing and a nobody. In 1980, the United States sanctioned economic embargoes against Cuba. And Castro, some of you remember this, in an act of revenge, sent thousands upon thousands, estimated 125,000 criminals from Cuban prisons and thousands upon thousands of mental health patients from mental health facilities, and he sent them to the United States. They put them on boats on a dangerous journey, collected up by the U.S. Coast Guard, and to Castro, those that were sent away from Cuba were useless, unproductive, nothings and nobodies that could be used to punish the United States. To America, these refugees were unwanted because, after all, most of them were common criminals. In fact, this was called the Mariel Exodus because they left from Mariel Bay. 125,000. Of course, crime soared in Miami. Gangs exploded as common criminals were simply making their way in their new country. And Ricardo Alvarez came to the United States during that exile. Not wise, not mighty, not noble. In fact, at the end of the day, a political pawn, an unwanted immigrant, and he would be the first to say, a common criminal. But I want to remind us today of a different perspective. Because as Ricardo ran the streets as an unwanted nobody and nothing, it is the sovereign Lord of all of the earth who from eternity had chosen that nothing and nobody to be his own. God the Father chose Ricardo, a weak thing in this world, a foolish thing in this world, to shame the strong. God set his love and his affection upon Ricardo in eternity past, knowing all that Ricardo would do and all that Ricardo would be. God chose a base thing and a despised thing to nullify the things that are. To actually nullify the things that are valued in this world. God, in his sovereignty, chose Ricardo, not because Ricardo stood out from among the rabble as special, but because he was a part of the rabble, and God chose Ricardo to be a trophy of his redeeming grace. The ways of God are strange. And as is often the case, criminals get caught and get sentenced to prison. And Ricardo went to prison. He was an inmate in America for 24 years. It is stunning to me that the man he grew up with in Cuba, was a criminal with in Cuba, end up at the same prison. Nevada State Prison. And I can tell you that I know beyond all doubt that our dear brother Julio would give his right arm to be here today. And so here's Ricardo, who for 24 years is in institutions which from a worldly perspective contains nothing but the offscouring of the earth. But I would remind us again of a different perspective. God has his plans and God has his ways and God has his elect. And in the fullness of time, Ricardo got arrested in a different way. In the fullness of time, God sent forth the Holy Spirit to be the hound of heaven who arrested Ricardo Alvarez, and God brought him to himself, and Ricardo experienced 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him you are in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ became Ricardo's good shepherd. On that day, in Nevada State Prison, Ricardo gained the good shepherd of his soul. And that good shepherd carried him during every dark day. And that good shepherd forgave every one of his sins. And that good shepherd clothed him in his own righteousness. And even though to the world, Ricardo was a nothing and a nobody, to Jesus Christ, he was precious. And his Lord Jesus saw every tear that he cried, every mournful cry that he uttered. Every hair on Ricardo's head, this actually does not make for a good metaphor with Ricardo. Every hair was numbered. That's not impressive. I could have done that. Ricardo's life was completely in the hands of the one who upholds all things by the word of his power. I just want to tell you, in case you're a little taken back by me saying that Ricardo was a nothing and a nobody in the eyes of the world, I want to just say that Ricardo was never under any delusions about who or what he was. Ricardo never boasted in himself. He only boasted in the Lord. And when Ricardo was released, he became a member of Grace Community Church. And I will tell you that there was nothing else that he wanted more than to actually be here, because as far as he was concerned, he had already been a member of this church for 10 years. Not being wise, strong, or noble. When Ricardo was released, he simply did what he needed to do. I've had counseling sessions with Brian Forschler. Enough said. But he would come to me, exasperated. But one thing that we never doubted, I never doubted, is that Ricardo worked as hard as he could. And he was willing to do whatever. Even in his old age, he was working for a moving crew. God graciously, of course, provided him with a wife and a son. And I will tell you that all of us stood in absolute joyful awe that this man who thought he would never get out of prison, let alone have a family, ended up getting a wife and a baby in a day. And he worked hard for his family. Ricardo, we all know, had his faults. But he loved his wife and his son with all of his heart. He worked hard and he never thought that anyone owed him anything. Grace does that to a man. He was humble and he wanted to live his life in obedience to Jesus Christ. And when he failed, it crushed him. It crushed him. I wish to God that I felt half of the conviction for my sins that Ricardo felt for his. Ricardo had his sins, but he had a Savior. His sins were great, but his Savior was greater. That Savior had called him out of darkness into his marvelous light and brought him into a state of grace. And Ricardo loved to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ because he was just simply so grateful that he had been forgiven and redeemed. He loved to boast in the Lord. Now, I do grant that I didn't always know exactly how he was boasting in the Lord. But by the look on his face, I was assured that he was boasting in the Lord. I did use the word skunk in a sermon one night at NSP, and he stopped in his tracks and he looked at me and he said, "What skunk?" Of course, about 15 other Hispanic inmates were all trying to help him with the word, and of course, I don't know that they ever got it right. Actually, in retrospect, that may have been a period where I preached more heresy through Ricardo than I ever had. Three nights before Ricardo died, I asked him if he was afraid, and he said no. He was not afraid to die because he had the Lord's salvation. And I had been holding his hand through that entire time. And as we prayed, I got up to leave. And with his hand in mine, he put his hand on my heart and just, "I love you, brother. I love you. We love you too. I love you too." Ricardo died in faith. You do know that every one of you are going to die. Every single one of you, you will die. I guarantee it. Okay? That's been the statistic. One out of one, you will die. And the scripture says that it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. For this, what we're doing today, this is the end of every man, and the living need to take it to heart. Are you prepared to actually die in faith? If you do not die in faith, you will in fact be separated from God for all eternity. Ricardo died in faith. He died believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who according to the world's standards was a nothing and a nobody, entered into the presence of the King with angels rejoicing. His Father had prepared a place for him, and he had prepared a place that eye had not seen, nor had ear heard, nor had entered into the heart of man. The sovereign Lord, whom angels worship, prepared eternal rest for this nothing and this nobody who loved him. A nothing and a nobody who was washed in the blood of the Lamb and clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that nothing and nobody became a child of the great King. The unwanted was wanted by the God of heaven. And he was pursued by the King of glory. And he was a new creation in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And oh, how he blessed us. He blessed us with that smile. He blessed us with his humor. He blessed us with his broken English. He blessed us with his funny faces. But most of all, he blessed us with his love for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the body of Christ. And the unwanted became a treasure here. In fact, Ricardo was our very own national treasure. And now he's face to face with his Savior, boasting in the Lord like never before. Probably in Spanish. Here's the beautiful thing about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's for nothings and nobodies like Ricardo, and nothings and nobodies like me. And nothing's and nobody's like you. We have nothing in and of ourselves to boast in. If you can't sit here today and say to yourself, in the sight of God, I'm a nothing and a nobody. I don't have anything in, that I can hold in my hand and say, look what good thing I've done. The God who calls the nothings and the nobodies like Ricardo and me and so many of you, he calls because he's good. The Savior who saves nothings and nobodies saves because he loves us. What that means is that there's hope for you today. If you don't know the Savior King of the weak and the foolish, I hope that you'll meet him. Trust in him today. Because I repeat, we will all die. And it has been appointed to man once to die. And after that, the judgment. And when Ricardo entered into the presence of the Lord, here are the words that he no doubt heard. No condemnation, Ricardo. You're in Christ Jesus. Enter into the joy of your master. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you would save those who are lost. Father, we pray that you'd save those who are saved. We pray for all of us, Lord, that we would have the passion and the zeal to live for you and to walk in obedience and love to you like our brother Ricardo did. Father, we do just commit this time to you and pray that you'd be mighty to save in Jesus' name.